With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A major drug investigation that started in 2015 netted several pounds of methamphetamine, dozens of firearms, and the conviction of 8 defendants. At a press conference today, Montana U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter said the drugs were primarily being distributed in and around Missoula.
The drug threat in our state is real, and investigations such as this require enormous effort and commitment from the law enforcement partners. It requires teamwork.
The investigation was spearheaded by the Montana Regional Violent Crime Task Force, which includes various local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies.
There's a demand for methamphetamine like we've never seen before.
That was Monty Shade, a special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He says that it comes down to cost. Someone can sell meth for more money in Montana compared to other states in the West. Cotter says the drug operation included conspiracies to distribute 11 pounds of high-quality meth. Investigators confiscated 68 firearms, including one fully automatic rifle, 2 37-millimeter grenade launchers, several homemade grenades, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. The FBI's Shade said that law enforcement has seen a rise in the number of weapons confiscated by drug operators in the state.
A lot of Montana residents have very nice guns that they own. Burglaries occur, the weapons are traded for methamphetamine, and it's a very high commodity. Weapons can also make their way down to Mexico through cartels and other individuals.
All the weapons confiscated during the investigation were forfeited to the federal government, as was almost $11,000. All 8 defendants were sentenced to at least 51 months in federal prison. State officials, contractors, students, and union representatives are urging lawmakers to pass a major public works package despite Montana's current budget crunch. A legislative budget panel today opened a hearing on a measure sponsored by Democratic Representative Jim Keene of Butte that is part of Governor Steve Bullock's $293 million infrastructure package. Leaders from the Blackfeet Nation joined Montana Congressman Steve Daines and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell in Washington today to celebrate the enactment of 4 Indian water rights settlements. The settlements, which were ratified and approved in December, allocated $422 million in funding to the Blackfeet Nation for clean drinking water and other water-related infrastructure projects. Tribes from Oklahoma and California also received funding. The Obama administration enacted 12 tribal water settlements over the past 8 years and allocated nearly $3 billion in funding to tribes. Earlier this week, the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council set a date for tribal members to vote on whether to accept the Blackfeet Water Compact. The referendum election is set for April 20th. The Fish and Wildlife Service is revisiting whether fishers warrant protection under the Endangered Species Act. Today, the service announced it is seeking comment on the status of the fisher, a member of the weasel family, in its distinct northern Rocky Mountain population for potential listing as a threatened or endangered species. The service previously decided listing was not warranted in 2011. Neil Anderson, a wildlife program manager for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says fisher populations are small but steady.
We don't have a lot of fisher in northwestern Montana. And that's the only place we know of fisher existing in the state.
Fishers were reintroduced in the state in the 1960s. There are an estimated 300 in the northwest corner of Montana where they are still legally trapped. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the service for this latest push for listing, saying habitat loss and trapping have, quote, decimated the fisher population. The Fish and Wildlife Service will accept comments through February 13th. More information and links to comment are on our website, mtpr.org.
I'm Nate Hedgie. The Montana Supreme Court is taking over a case to decide whether the Commissioner of Political Practices term has ended or would run until mid-2019. Today, the High Court ordered the sides to submit their arguments by January 26th, signaling that it plans to rule quickly. At issue is whether Commissioner Jonathan Modell was appointed in 2013 to serve the remainder of his unexpired term that ended January 1st, or whether his appointment triggered a full 6-year term. Governor Steve Bullock says suspended road construction projects worth $144 million can go forward. Bullock said Thursday that the state received $10 million in unused Medicaid funding. That money will be placed in the state's general fund and will be available to the Montana Department of Transportation for short-term loans as needed. Transportation officials said last month that they were delaying requests for bids on 30 construction contracts until May because of a budget shortfall. The state had to come up with $14 million in order to receive $130 million in federal funding for the road projects. Bullock says the legislature still needs to create a permanent fix for the highway fund. A group in Kalispell and Whitefish is set to host its annual Martin Luther King Day celebrations next Monday and Tuesday. Nikki Willett reports.
This will be Love Lives Here's 10th celebration of the civil rights leader's birthday.
Martin Luther King was the culmination of the ideals of the Declaration of Independence.
Bruce Guthrie has co-organized the event for the past 5 years.
And to celebrate him is to celebrate our American ideals and values, and particularly to celebrate the progress in the 20th century that was made.
This year's theme is Dear Mr. President. The two-day event will feature performances by local musicians and a reading of King's final sermon, Remaining Awake Through a Great Revolution. A separate group threatening an armed march against Whitefish on Monday has said they will postpone their demonstration after failing to submit a completed event permit application earlier this week. Love Lives Here's Martin Luther King Day events kick off on Monday at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center, with a second event Tuesday at Flathead High School in Kalispell. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.